hand-to-hand coordination. "I need to get this tested," I say, when he doesn't say anything. "And I'm assuming you know people who can do that on the lowdown." I make a pressing motion with my hand to emphasize the need for discretion. His expression does not change.
"Do you mean the down low?"
I nod. I mix things up sometimes, but the meaning is usually still intact.
"Tested for what?"
he asks. "Poison." His dark eyebrows lift slightly above the clear rims of his glasses.
"Poison?"
"All kinds, though I suspect they would have used one of the undetectable kinds." His eyebrows go back down.
"You want me to test this empty bottle of Diet Peach Snapple for undetectable poison?"
"I mean undetectable after a person is dead, of course. Undetectable in the body." I wave my hand from my shoulders to my waist to further demonstrate. "Half-life and all that. The lid was still on when I pulled it out of the recycling, so the inside is undisturbed." I bend down to tap the outside of the plastic with my fingernail. "I miss the glass bottles and the metal lids that popped when you opened them. But if there's anything I have learned, it's to accept change and get on with my life. You can see the droplets of liquid, which should make for excellent testability." Mr. Hernandez straightens, and his chair squeaks in a way that makes my brain stutter. I send pink thoughts to my frontal lobe to reset everything back to the proper columns and lines in my head and tune into my senses to keep me present. The coolness of his office, the cushiony softness of the chair beneath me, the sound of the rather loud AC unit down the hall.
"Maybe you can start from the beginning,"
Mr. Hernandez suggests. "Excellent idea," I say with a nod, keeping my eyes on the bottle so as not to get distracted by anything else, like the water stain on the ceiling behind his head, or the fact that he has a mint green mouse for his computer. Despite our very limited acquaintance, he doesn't seem like a mint green mouse kind of guy. "On June 4th, I continue, "exactly 1 week ago, I retrieved this Diet Peach Snapple from the fridge at approximately 1:20 p.m. It was a Tuesday."
"Is that important, that it was a Tuesday?"
I shrug, feeling the bows of my sundress straps brush my ears when I do. The fourth best thing about living in Arizona is wearing lightweight dresses almost all the time. Today's dress, the pink linen, has straps that tie at the top of each shoulder. It's as cute as it is comfortable. Anything could be important when we're talking about attempted murder. He seems to consider this, then makes a "do continue" gesture before leaning forward and clasping both of his hands on the desktop between us. I continue. "I retrieved the bottle from the fridge and twisted off the cap while looking at the clock. I needed to leave the house by 1:30, which is why I'm pretty sure it was 1:20 when all of this happened. But the cap did not seem to be sealed. You know how when you open the cap on a plastic bottle, there's a clicking sound?" I look at him expectantly, wanting to make sure he's following. He still looks slightly bored, which makes no sense, because I am an excellent storyteller, and this particular story is very interesting.
"Yes,"
he says after a few seconds. Truth. I would know if he were lying about this. Plus, it would be weird if he didn't know what I was talking about. "Well, on June 4th, it did not click, even though the lid was on tight. I put the cap on the counter and was raising the bottle to my mouth when I realized that it did not smell right. There was something, I don't know, off about it. Sort of nutty or cherry or something."
"It is a peach-flavored drink."
"Peach-infused," I clarify. "I drink a lot of Diet Peach Snapple, and this one didn't smell right."